Have you ever been asked, what's your end goal? Just like the practice of yoga, setting goals is a process and a journey. Goals are not the destination. This is where you can get frustrated because when you don't hit your targeted goal or the process to attain a certain goal doesn't necessarily go the way you had envisioned or you had hoped for, it would then be easy to just make the decision to stop or even give up on that end goal. You could even start to doubt yourself and your capabilities for having what it takes when a more effective solution to this bump in the road is to make an assessment of where you've been, where you are, and restructure or redirect yourself on a course that takes you more in the direction of the end goal, while also reassuring yourself again that the journey or the end goal is not the destination. And I'll even add there, it's not the arriving either. Welcome to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast, the podcast for yoga teachers to learn tips, techniques, and teaching approaches in order to build confidence and success teaching yoga. I am your host, Sandy Raper, and on this podcast, I am going to share with you my strategies and approach to teaching, along with stories from many teaching experiences that have supported me within a thriving teaching career for over 2 decades. Thank you for joining me today. Let's get back to today's episode. Before we get into today's episode a bit further, I want to first make sure that you are aware of some great ways that you can connect further with me and within all of the wonderful Beyond Yoga Teacher Training resources that are available. One of the best ways to connect is to sign up for my email list. I've included the link in the show notes, so take a few moments after this episode and get on the list. I share extra resources through my email list, and when you are on the list, you are going to be the first to know about all of the new and exciting offerings that are taking place. And I highly encourage you to get signed up now because I've been working on some pretty amazing projects that I am gearing up to share with you in the coming weeks. And in particular, those who are on my email list are going to be the first to know about an exciting new offering that I have coming that is guaranteed to support you in your growth and development as a yoga teacher. You don't want to miss this, so go sign up and get on my email list. All right, back to today's episode. Let me first ask you this: why is it of importance for you to set goals? I'm pretty sure that you can relate and have heard that it's important to set goals in your life, but are you really clear on why this process is so important? A big piece of the work I do when mentoring yoga teachers is to provide support with developing a framework that includes a thoughtful perspective when it comes to teaching and building a thriving vocation as a yoga teacher. Included within this building process and work that I do with yoga teachers, it's important to get clear and specific on the goals that are desired, and then create and implement a plan to move towards these goals. If you aren't spending time getting clear on what you want and desire within this pathway of service, then most likely you'll find yourself down the road operating with a lack of clarity and focus, and you'll begin paying more attention to what other teachers are doing. It's not a bad thing to look to others for inspiration, but what can easily and subtly happen is that you begin to spend more time trying to replicate what others are doing, that you miss the amazing opportunity to lock into your own personal expression and work of service as a yoga teacher. Here's the thing, there may be a lot of other yoga teachers out there. Just because there are a lot of us doesn't mean that you weren't uniquely designed and gifted to share from the aspect that no one else can. That's right, no one else can be you living out your purpose and your passion. And in the context of this podcast, no one else can be teaching yoga like you. Let's get back to goal setting. As you tap into your unique calling and purpose to teach, it will be important to spend some time setting some goals so that you will have a benchmark for evaluation that consists of where you started, where you are now, and where you desire to grow and develop in your teaching skill set and within the development of your character as a yoga teacher. Today, I want to give you 5 benefits of goal setting, and some of these benefits might actually surprise you, and I hope that you find yourself with your head tilted a little bit, considering a nice when you spend some time exploring these with me now and after the episode. I have found that it is always a good use of time to get clear on the why behind any action you are going to incorporate into your daily living and thought processes, and in this case, your development as a yoga teacher. Let's get to those 5 benefits for setting goals, and we'll start with, first, you become more charismatic and you light up others. When you set clear and passionate goals, you will begin to attract others, and your passions will not only light you up, but they will become attractive and light up others at the same time. When you have a big goal, this affects your thinking, which has a direct correlation upon the actions that you take. Big goals and passions affects the way you speak. It affects how you carry yourself and how you move through the world. It affects the way your eyes look, how you interact with others, and it radiates energy. People without goals tend to become lethargic and lack energy, which does anything but draw others towards you when you are lacking in your goals. In the case of the yoga teacher, it's important to note here to be mindful that you are attracting students to a deeper relationship within their yoga practice experience rather than attracting students to attach to you or some outward expression that suggests that you, the teacher, is what they should be latching onto. Rather, be mindful that your goals reflect leading others to deepen their understanding and experience of yoga, rather than creating any attachment to you, the teacher. Becoming charismatic isn't about stroking your ego, and that's a whole other topic of conversation. Next, the second benefit for goal setting is goals help you stay motivated during difficult times. Listen, life is hard, and any life lived will be filled with various hard times. That's life, right? And we know that the mind is tricky, and it can easily get distracted and take us down the path of despair, worry, and the worst case scenario quickly. That's why we practice yoga, and it's one of the important reasons, if not the reason, that we teach. Here's the thing, when you have a goal system in place, you can realign yourself and get back on track with a disciplined focus mentally. You can break down those big goals into small pieces, making choices that offer you the ability to complete the collection of small goals that ultimately accumulate to achieving the bigger goal you have set. Here's where confidence and clarity comes in, and an instant sense of control and confidence that assures you that you are capable of dealing with the tough issues and situations of life while still remaining dedicated to the goals you have set. Thirdly, life doesn't just happen to you, rather you have the ability to create the life you wish to have. What power and freedom comes within that benefit to goal setting? Goals provide you with a vision and purpose. Goals for you, yoga teacher, provide you structure that supports the building of a solid and intentional teaching vocation. This also applies to the students that we are sharing the practice with. We have the opportunity to lead and guide them with language that supports and creates autonomy and ultimately creates the experience that they wish to have on and off of their mats. What a huge benefit for not only you, the teacher, but when your passions and your purpose align to that which is ultimately bigger than you and bigger than the students even, then you step into the yoga class setting and you partner with students in a co-creative experience that supports the big picture of what the practice is trying to teach and support us all within. Ultimate stilling and reducing of suffering that the trickiness of our minds tries to lure us into. How often we forget to step back, to pull back, to see the bigger picture. We feel more in control when we set goals that align within our intention and purpose. And we feel a sense of control and stay motivated. It's kind of cyclical in nature and perpetuates the growth we desire to see and experience within our development as teachers. Now, not all growth is beneficial, and I like to think about a garden, even amongst the flowers or the vegetables, you still have to tend to the growth of weeds that will try to spring up within those areas that you are tending to and you're seeking to cultivate and develop. Be mindful that within this creation I've spoken about, that you are tending to the soil and nurturing and nourishing it with your goals, and that it will also be a time where you notice and you pull those weeds when necessary. The fourth benefit for goal setting that might be surprising is that goals unlock the potential of your heart. This is where there's a disconnect with your mind. If you solely rely on intellect and consumption of knowledge, the mind doesn't even realize the potential that is available and accessible. With each goal setting cycle, and I suggest that when you set goals, that you also set intentional times to evaluate and to adjust your goals within a cycle of time. With each goal setting cycle, and I suggest that when you set goals, that you also set intentional times to evaluate and adjust your goals within a cycle of time so that you remain clear and acknowledge where you have been, where you desire to go, and most importantly, where you currently are within that big picture that I've already mentioned. Setting goals is kind of like setting an intention. If you aren't placing attention on your intention or your goals, in the case of the topic of this podcast episode, then more than likely those pesky weeds are going to show up and can even disguise themselves as something visually interesting or attractive, when in fact they are a weed. By placing attention on your goals and while getting clear on your path as a teacher, you will find yourself adjusting slightly the course or courses you will take to find your unique path. And here's a very important element to consider and take note of. Your heart will lead you there, not your mind or your intellect. This is when you truly become a yoga teacher, I believe. It wasn't that you needed to become someone else. It's that you needed to remember and remind yourself of who you've been all along. And perhaps you just found yourself surrounded by a bunch of weeds. Don't you just love that analogy? It speaks greatly to the forming of our character and that which isn't based upon a bunch of head knowledge, but rather the cultivation of that which comes from a space much deeper within, the space of our heart. The last benefit that I'm going to share today is this. Goals help you to learn and grow. And at a quicker rate, I'll add, just like I've shared before, in order to become a better teacher, you need to teach. And in order to expand and grow in your skill set of teaching, you'll need to teach what you need to learn. Setting goals will become your greatest teacher. Setting goals, achieving goals, and even failing goals helps you learn. You will learn about yourself, and you will learn about others. And all of this helps you understand better how to make changes in order to grow and expand into the individual you desire to be, which has a direct correlation towards the impact you'll make as a yoga teacher. As I wrap up today's episode, I want to ask you a few questions to consider and to spend some time after this episode reflecting upon. After the episode, grab a notebook and jot these questions down and then dedicate some time to really seeking to answer these questions while defining and setting some specific goals for yourself personally and within your pursuits as a yoga teacher. First, what kind of goals do you set? Second, is there a goal you constantly aren't achieving? And why is that? Third, are you setting stretch goals or easy goals? And fourth, are you procrastinating on one goal or on all the goals you've set? If you could benefit from a goal setting session as a yoga teacher, then I highly encourage you to set up a quick, free 25-minute mentoring discovery session with me. We'll meet and discuss your unique teaching path, and I'll share with you some insight to help get you organized and on your way towards that clarity and purpose that I mentioned earlier. I'll also share with you how mentorship can benefit you greatly in providing the accountability and support so that you can achieve your goals and you can get clear on your pathway. Lastly, check out the show notes and you're going to see a list that I've included that has even more benefits listed for setting goals. Thanks for joining me today, and I'll look forward to meeting with you in the next episode. Hey, are you a yoga teacher that would benefit greatly and really like some help in developing a growth strategy and teaching plan? Well, I can certainly support you in the process of evaluating and ultimately creating a customized plan that supports your pursuits and desires as a teacher. Mentoring sessions are the fastest way for you to achieve the desired results and growth you seek. How does mentoring work? Well, we'll meet and we'll spend time evaluating where you are and get specific on where you desire to grow as a teacher. I will help you sift through and provide you resources and insight into the development of a teaching action plan. I'll also provide a great layer of accountability support as you implement your new growth strategy and teaching plan. Want to hear more? Reach out through the link in the show notes, send me an email, or go check out my website, sandyraper.com, for more details and resources to support you as you pursue this most worthy endeavor of teaching yoga. Thank you for joining me today. Until we meet again, I wish you well along life's journey, and I'll look forward to meeting with you in the next episode.